Welcome to Between the Lines. Listening to literature online. This is show number 42, Mothers and Mother Earth Day. Back about 1970 or 1980, I think it was, Earth Day began as a environmental movement kind of thing, but if you're familiar at all with the native traditions, Mother Earth goes way, 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 way back. And I think now it's officially called Mother Earth Day, which helps to give a sense of being and personification, you know, something that can be more easily related to, and that's how the natives look at it, that we are all related. There's also Father Sky, the St. Francis movie, Brother Sun, Sister Moon, and interestingly, ancient Egypt, Geb is name for the earth, which is a male form, and Nut, a female for the sky. So that's one of the only cultures I've read of to do it a little differently. But in any case, we all are basically a blend of male and female. But the Mother Earth nomenclature is helpful because it reminds us of all that the earth provides for our nourishment, food, and water, medicine, herbs, etc. I'm going to be reading the Mother's Day original proclamation and from a chapbook, Arise and Bow Down to All Nations. And there'll be some music too. This is your host, Monk. Thank you for listening. Some of the music will be a track from Yasha Heifetz CD, and a track from Blossoming the Soul. Not sure how to pronounce the group name. It looks like Ali Mayu. It's an Ecuadorian group that I heard walking through Central Park last year on Mother's Day. And then going to go out with a track from a CD that's been played before, called Kisa, K-S-A, by the group Ghost Horse, with Teogason Ghost Horse on the flute, and an array of musicians. My chapbook, Arise and Bow Down to All Nations, Central Park, Manhattan, which I'll be reading in its entirety, has photographs, black and white photographs, by Dave Beckerman, a professional photographer in New York City, and some by a librarian and friend, Anne Marie Tognella. And the chapbook is available from my website for $10 plus $2 shipping. And it's in a different size. It's stapled and it's 11 inches long and about 4 1/4 inches high. It's a rectangular shape to emulate Central Park, and also wanted it to be a bit like sort of reading a newspaper where you open it and it's a bit wider. So again, that's available on the website. And now we'll get into the Mother's Day vibe.
This is the first time recording show outside.
It's a beautiful day in May, so maybe some extra noises. The first part is going to be about the Mother's Day Proclamation of 1870. Mother's Day originally was about peace and about overcoming war. Julia Ward Howe wrote a proclamation which reads sort of like a poem. And nowadays, even though it's pleasant, Mother's Day with its hallmark and flowers and dinner, reservations, and eating out a lot has lost track of some of the original meaning. As beautiful as it is to give birth, I think some people lose track of the fact that a lot of boys, nowadays it's women too, but those that are birthed may go on to fight in the wars, so there's kind of a built-in conundrum there as far as giving birth, and that's something that, perhaps can raise awareness, consciousness of those considering whether to be a mother. So this is the Mother's Day Proclamation of 1870, Mother's Peace Day. Arise then, women of this day. Arise, all women who have hearts, whether your baptism be of water or of tears. Say firmly, we will not have questions answered by irrelevant agencies. Our husbands will not come to us reeking with carnage for caresses and applause. Our sons shall not be taken from us to unlearn all that we have been able to teach them of charity, mercy, and patience. We, the women of one country, will be too tender of those of another country to allow our sons to be trained to injure theirs. From the bosom of a devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, disarm, disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice. Blood does not wipe out dishonor, nor violence indicate possession. As men have often forsaken the plow and the anvil at the summons of war, let women now leave all that may be left of home for a great and earnest day of counsel. Let them meet first as women to bewail and commemorate the dead. Let them solemnly take counsel with each other as to the means whereby the great human family can live in peace, each bearing after his own time the sacred impress not of Caesar but of God. In the name of womanhood and humanity, I earnestly ask that a general congress of women without limit of nationality may be appointed and held at some place deemed most convenient in the earliest period consistent with its objects to promote the alliance of the different nationalities, the amicable settlement of international questions, the great and general interests of peace. And that is, very reflective of the native tradition of many of the native peoples are matrilineal or matriarchal, and the women have the big decision on most stuff. And so here, part of the America history that really needs to be remembered. And now we're going to go on to the poem. Arise and bow down to all nations, Central Park, Manhattan. This is a paean, P-A-E-A-N, which is a song of praise and thanks and blessing. And that is what happened that day when I was walking through Central Park. And the poem just, came to me. And I'll start with the poet's note. This poem happened in a stream of consciousness flow. I had planned to take a 30-minute walk through the park, but just before entering, observations made their way into a pocket notebook, and while walking in the park, this didn't stop for probably 2 hours. Virtually everything seen, felt, etc., spoke back to or through this poet, citizen, and onto the pages. And so, thanks is due to all the peoples, not just two-leggeds, who participated that lovely day, actually, Mother's Day, May 13th, 2012. And a note at the beginning, Manhattan means hilly or rocky island. It's one of the Lenape words for Manhattan. There are other names as well. And Walt Whitman honored the roots with his poem Manhattan, which begins, I was asking for something specific and perfect for my city, whereupon, lo, up sprang the aboriginal name. And the introduction is by Tsiokasin Ghost Horse of the Cheyenne River Lakota Nation, and gives a different perspective on what a park is and what the other beings who we see are. Each life form that we can name, we call a nation. There's the ant nation, the tree nation, air nation, the water nation. So when we look at those things in relationship, we know that one time the water will be a spirit guide, one time a tree will be a spirit guide, or maybe just a bird call will be a spirit guide, because they lead us into different dimensions all the time. The damage that we have done as human beings to the earth is because we have forgotten the many nations of life that have given to us. Our medicine, our way to live amongst other life on earth, was gifted to us by these nations. In the barren December trees in New York City Central Park, you can see the walls surrounding the man-eye cure of Mother Earth. Little wordplay on manicure, man-eye cure of Mother Earth. In many native languages, there is no concept nor word for park. The relationship with the land has never been broken, but for only a foreign language who may wish it so. The uncovering of Manhattan's history brings the richness of its roots, the consciousness of its inhabitants, its city zens. Another wordplay there, citizens, city zens, within the walled fortress, keeping Mother Earth out, keeping Mother Earth in. Another season of generations of nations attempting to become a nation, with a capital N, and all the while the unseen, unvoiced nations are eternally present and continuously showing them the way. Let's read about the layers. I sometimes call the thinnest layer civilization, the experiment called New York City within Manhattan. And part of that was taken from an essay, The Lakota Star Nation, which was published in a book called Soul Companions, Conversations with Contemporary Wisdom Keepers, a collection of encounters with spirit, edited by Karen Sawyer and published by O Books. And thus begins, Arise and Bow Down to All Nations, Central Park, Manhattan. And it's a longish poem in 18 sections. And there'll be some music. The mention of a violinist, that was not Yasha Heifetz in the park, but I'm going to play a piece of Yasha Heifetz. And then also there was a Ecuadorians or Incans from the Ecuadorian region who were playing that day. It was fabulous, and I picked up one of their CDs. I bought one of their CDs, and going to play one of those tunes too, and then wind up with a song from Tsiokasin's group Ghost Horse from their CD KSA. It's KSA. So thank you very much for listening, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Happy Mother Earth Day, which is really every day and every night and 24/7. Arise and bow down to all nations, Central Park, Manhattan. 1. You wear the city on your sleeve, a mustard seed in the heart, your garden variety prophecy ready to blossom, while the long arm of the sommelier law keeps the lock-kneed drunk on fake power. Oh, you city of throngs hovering near parks, multitude of nations amidst a verdurous canopy of fresh-born leaves causing silhouettes and wavering shadows on the gray cobblestone avenue. Sunshine brightened leaves breathing life into tall buildings, their glassy windows reflecting, reflecting. Oh, city dwellers, getting your feet wet with green energy incessant squeaking from a bird's nest halfway up on a lamppost, with a small metal NYPD box for a makeshift roof, the scent of spring's grass rising, nations of trees rooted down deep into the Mother Earth. 2. Sycamores with no straight lines, picnics with dogs as attentive as the other family members. Walking the park, I eyeball the titles of books, laying on blankets, state of wonder, past imperfect, unread while the people stare, breathing the air, nation. Unnoticeable, I blend with the crowd,
We become one, the nation of grass blades bowing at our feet. 3. A yellow-beaked, speckled-bodied starling navigates the great lawn like a homeless person who has come home, like a child learning to walk, the starling nation strolling. 4. The speaking of French I do not understand. The motions of ants I do not understand, yet bow to the ant nation and tip my imaginary chapeau. Smiles of the Japanese self-effacing as cherry blossoms. This playground of the mind and soul bandying about in the sandbox of existence, all nations drenched with sunlight. 5. A toddler in a carriage drags a stick along the pavement, discovering friction, revealing gravity. The solidity of things in motion against things unmoved. A toddler beneath the ever-watchful eye of his mother pushing the carriage. Adults for hire giving carriage rides to adults. The scent of the grassy nations rising. Nations of trees rooted down deep into the mother earth. The horse nation tramping on. 6. A statue, quote, to commemorate the landing of the Pilgrim Fathers on Plymouth Rock, December 21, 1620, erected by New England Society in the city of New York, 1885, end quote. The motionless figure posing with a long rifle. There is a linden tree of European origin. Can someone tell me where a Lenape statue is? And when will the Pilgrim Fathers bow down to Mother Earth who holds dear so many nations? 7. But on this day no one offends me, no one praises me. I offend no one and praise no one. No one walks these trails, yet only one is walking. Such multitudinous limbs, such variegated two-legged strolls, stopping to bow to the nation of robins, crawling nations invisible to naked eyes. A young girl calls out, smiling, "Forests, so you can hide." 8. Humble sparrows almost camouflaged on dusty patches. Bicyclists trying to get a handle on the situation. The boathouse pond, the rock dove pigeon nation with green and fuchsia iridescence on their necks. A man with dreadlocks and two blonde German-speaking women. A bronze duck at the feet of Hans Christian Andersen. 9. An elder man with a tan baseball cap and yellow, orange, green plaid shirt and brown pants scrapes on a violin. The sound's bordering on pleasant, but I toss him a dollar anyway. Who among us has been perfect? Who among us is not scraping by? And when will Israel and Palestine stop trying to punish whoever it was that cast the first stone? An accordion sits on the ground as he plays the violin, reverberating ancient Hebraic tunes, his age old yet in the moment eagle eyes. The sounds of my ancestors, I bow to them and to his nation of street musicians. He is no Heifetz, but almost brings me to a river of tears, a river of smiles, all my relatives flashing before my eyes. 10. Ducks and automated mini sailboats glide the concrete-rimmed pond adjacent to the snack bar where, timeless years ago, father and son snacked on Sunday mornings. A man in a wheelchair is missing a leg from below the knee. Tweedledum and Tweedledee agreed to have a battle, for Tweedledum said Tweedledee had spoiled his nice new rattle. Children climbing the bronze figurines of Alice's State of Wonderland and Company. 11. Walking by the makeshift baseball field of my childhood dreams. The diamond of an infield where father and son played catch, and though he is not there nor I, what I within this head still sees the scene. 12. A city is a multi-culture of nations trying to find itself in the deepest shadows of the park, the deepest shadows cast by banksters who have refused to bow down to all nations but worship their dollared selves in God they bust. New York, you have taken in the poor huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Now what? We are still huddling, still poor, yearning. The rhododendrons are blooming. People with hot dogs on napkins are walking. There are no policemen in sight. Oh, Manhattan, they must trust us, these nations, on such a fine Sunday afternoon, spread across the park like a multicolored quilt upon the monotonously beautiful green whose scent rises, the one-leggeds rooted down deep into the Mother Earth. 13. Four Incans from Ecuador with the brown skin and white shirts with delicate embroidery to prove it. Play guitar, flute, violin, mandolin. They sing and shake shakers, more little rattles at their feet for the children to pick up and shake. And they do. The children shaking and dancing and smiling. A woman with a cane is also dancing. The rhythm of the people lifted. An African-American doing yogic stretches to stay loose as a goose nation. 14. Tweedledum and Tweedledee with your battle. Empires of machinations, pretending to be nations. I will not bow down to you with your killing machines and your killing fields and your henchmen. I will not name you. I will not give you the pleasure of recognition. You know who you are. So you'll just have to accept my sincere go fuck yourself. Our roots go deeper than the weeds you so despise. Natio, to be born, not to kill. Each moment a birth, each breath a nation, each seed an ancestor. 15. On my knees, bowing down to the flower, nations, they make common sense, grouped together like ladies with colorful hats and wearing their Sunday best. An Asian woman asks, where is Picasso? My response, in the museum, is not satisfactory. She walks on. 16. Joggers with bouncing breasts, young women with legs like ponies, men with hills for biceps leaning on the nation of rocks, more men with hidden hard-ons. Oh, this is such a spring day. Arise and bow down to all nations. 17. Oh, Manhattan, no human is an island entire of itself, but each is a sovereign nation. Each with feet on the ground and head spinning in the star nation. Each drenched with sunlight. Each feeling the rain on the skin. Fire in the belly rising to heat the mustard seed. Heart blossoming. Each of us striving. 18. New York, get off your high Wall Street bull and stop calling yourself the greatest city in the world. All cities are a multiculture of nations trying to find themselves in the deepest shadows. Oh, Manhattan, once you were rolling green hills and rocks. Oh, Manhattan, native ancestors are buried under hard trodden streets. Oh, Manhattan, you must eat what you can import. Oh, Manhattan, the cosmos of Walt Whitman is getting tired of somewhere waiting for you. Oh, Manhattan, city of my this incarnation's birth, if it pleases you, I'll wear a carnation on my sleeve. If it pleases you, a symphony in my back pocket. You, city of car nation, taxi nation, bus nation, subway nation. It hurts a little to bow down to you, but your taxi took me to a destination. Your subway taught me the wisdom of earthworms, and your buses about the faces of my brothers and sisters. Oh, Manhattan, how it can hurt a little to sit down, to stand up, to hang on. Oh, though it sometimes hurts a lot, each day arise and bow down to all nations, and especially when it feels so good, bow down deeper to all nations.